Well, welcome to another sermon podcast from St. Susie Baptist Church. My name is Dan Walls and I'm the pastor at St. Susie Baptist Church. And it's our desire to see all people from all walks of life come to experience the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. And we pray this message goes some way to blessing you here today, but also goes some way to achieving that in your life here today. Once again, we do pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Bible reading this morning is in Luke 12, verse 29-32. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Amen.
Thanks, Juan. Well, I invite Raph up. It's a blessing to have Raphael speaking to us here today. As Cheryl said, we had Raph speak to us at our evening services that were running last year, and he did such a great job, I thought we'll promote him today to the morning service. No, this is a good opportunity for having up here speaking and sharing with us. And again, it's encouraging that we can develop preachers in our midst, amen? That's what we should be working towards. That's what a healthy church does, and a fruitful church. And so it's encouraging to have you up here, mate. Let me pray for you as you start, if that's okay. Well, Father, we thank you for Raphael. We thank you for the gifts, the talents, the abilities that you've given him, Lord God, to further your kingdom. And I thank you that his heart is to seek first your kingdom, which is very much a key essence of what he's going to be talking about today. And we pray, Lord God, that your blessing would be upon him as he speaks. May you bless him and use his words to encourage us and ultimately to further the kingdom within our lives. Bless him, Lord God, and thank you. We pray that you continue to fan into flame this preaching gift, and we just pray that today will be a blessing for him as he speaks, but each and every one of us once again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Dan. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
For me, it's a very big blessing to be here in front of us, to be the opportunity to share the word of the Lord for you today. So, probably everyone here knows who I am, but I'd like to give you a little introduction who I am. Maybe you don't know very well who I am. So, if you don't know who I am, so say good morning for the people online as well, especially for Melvin. She sent a message before the service started and gave all the blessing to me, and good luck. So, I'm Rafael Neri dos Santos. I'm from Brazil. I'm 32 years old. Nah, it's a joke. Now I'm 32. So, 37 years old. Some people say, wow, you look so young. But no, I'm old. I'm an old man. So, I'm married for more than 10 years with Lydia Condori. She's here. She's from Bolivia. So, it's a big blessing to be here. We have been in Australia for 6 years. So, after 6 years, I have the opportunity to be here in front of you guys to give the word of God. So this is, for me, is a big challenge, but it's a big blessing. So we're going to just show to us the title for this message. The title for this message is Seek First the Kingdom of God. So the Kingdom of God is not a kingdom like we know, you know? If you look around the world, you can see so many kings, so many different kind of things. But the Kingdom of God is a different kingdom, you know? So this is the Kingdom of God. God wanted to do his kingdom in here. So to start, can you pass for the next slide, please? I want to read verse 22. Jesus said to his disciples, I'll tell you, not do worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat or wear. So these words speak so hardly to my heart. So what happened in our life? What kind of things we usually do? Do you reckon these Christian people have this kind of fear? So just pass for the another slide, please. So worry about life. So many people have so many worries, yeah? So many worries about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, and especially about fears. Can you go in for the next slide, please? Do you reckon that happened with Christian people? These kind of things? Fear? Yeah, the answer is yes. John chapter 16, verse 33, part B said, "In this world you will have troubles." So Jesus tells us, in this earth we're going to have troubles. So many troubles. I don't want to share my troubles with you guys. You don't need to share your troubles with me as well. But Christians have troubles. And when you start living our life, we have so many dreams. Yeah? Can you go for the next slide, please? Oh, you can see some pictures of me when I was a kid. See that? A young little man have a lot of dreams. I just showed that picture for you, not to show you how handsome I was, but just to tell you, when I was a kid, when you're growing up, we have dreams. I remember to be a very younger little boy, have so many dreams. Usually when we growing up, parents said, what you want to do when you're growing up? So we have so many dreams. Some people say, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a Formula One driver. I want to be a doctor, a teacher, a singer, a performer, musician. So we have so many dreams. And I have a dreams as well. And I can share some dreams what I had on that time. I remember I want to growing up, so I'm going to have a good work and with a very good salary, buy a nice house, bigger house with pool, 2 levels, 3 levels, so many bedrooms, so many bathrooms. Of course, have get a very wonderful and beautiful wife, have like so many kids, and have the good life on this earth. And of course, stay in the church, serving in the God. No? But when I was in a younger age, God talked to me. God used people to talk to me. He told me, I'm going to show you this. They told me, you're going to be a people for so many countries. So God is going to send you for so many countries, for so many places to share the gospel. And I, in the younger age, say, okay. If you probably don't know, but Brazilians, maybe Alan know a little bit, my teacher Alan. Usually Brazilians don't say not for anything. Usually Brazilians, when they say, oh, can you do this for me? We say, yeah, no problem. But after that, we say, oh, no. Why I say that? No? It's like then say, oh, can you preach on this Sunday? You say, yes, no problem. I say, oh, no. My English is not very good. So I'm still learning, but I'm 16 here. So I can do it. That makes me remind a little story about a pastor, English pastor came to Australia, And we know Australians and Americans have a different accent, no? And usually, I'm still learning English, but I see some people use more R, for example. In America, people say bag. In here, people say bag. You know? And then probably someone like me, not very good English, need to introduce in this pastor. They say, good morning, everyone. Today we have a special pastor from America. So he's going to come to die for speak to us. Yeah, so I'm going to invite these guys. Yeah, the American came and say, good morning, everyone. But I'm not here to die. I'm here to preach. So that reminds me, so how hard is to do that job, no? To preach in another language, to go into another country, different culture. But I say yes for that challenge, what God gave to me. So I remember that. So and then I'm growing up in the church, learning, going to the Bible college. And 2021, Wally, can you move for the next slide, please? In 2021, I say yes for the Lord and went to the missionary school to learn. You can see some faces over there, familiar faces over there, I don't know. Can you see me? I'm the guy on the left, in the top left, next to the guy with a yellow shirt. Yeah, in the bottom here, you can see a very beautiful young lady. We know each other on that time, but God have his plans. So we'll be there to prepare ourselves for preaching. So that call I received when I was young, I'm not saying yes on that time, but now God confirmed in my life to go in there. So I accept the challenge and went to there. On this place, we learn all different kind of subjects to work in different kind of place. We learn to work with kids. We learn to sing. We have a little class of Spanish, a little class of English as well. So many kind of subjects on there. The most of things will be prepared over there, if you don't know. When you are a missionary, you've been prepared to suffering. You know? Just remind, yeah? In this earth, Jesus said, we're going to have troubles. So I'm being ready for troubles when I went there. So can you pass for the next slide, please? So Luke chapter 12, verse 29 to 31 said, don't keep worrying about having something to eat or drink. Only people who don't know God are always worried about such things. Your fathers know what you need. But put God's work first, and these things will be all as well. So when I decided to say yes for the Lord, can you go moving for the next one, please? So I'm be separated from my first missionary team. So you can see familiar faces over there as well. So my first missionary camp was, you know that flag, the students? Which country is that flag? Which one? Nah. Yes, Nicaragua. Okay. Nicaragua? Yeah. So, Nicaragua was the first missionary camp where we had. So, can you pass for the next one, please? We did so many different words on Nicaragua. Especially, we wanted to be sent for the first Baptist church in Diriamba. Diriamba is a city in Nicaragua, close to Managua, is the capital of Nicaragua, is Managua. close 1 hour close to Managua. You did so different jobs over there. So we encourage people to come to a church, preaching, help with youth groups, doing evangelism house to house. And the more special things what God gave to me opportunity to do, can you go on for the next slide, please? You can see very well, but so far away from the city, we start one church. On that place was have you guys went to a farming? You see, we have one house here, the next house like 1 kilometer. So we just going there to share the gospel with that community. And we start in one house and show the gospel there. And then going to another one, walk like half an hour for finding other people. And we did that job for 1 month. Visit every people in that community and share the gospel. And one day, on a special day, we decided to make a service over there. And then we invite every people to say, hey, we're going to do a special service for you guys. We're from the Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, but we're going to start a church. So everyone is welcome and everyone is inviting to go there. So how I would tell you, South American people say yes for everything. No? Say, yeah, can you go there? Yeah. I go in there. Don't worry. They say, okay, ooh, we need to prepare so many things because so many people's going to come. And the very nice things what I remember about that is because we don't have like actual church on there. So we just have a house. I remember that house is in front of a street, but it's not like a street like Australia. It's like a ground, land, like street. And when I remember we doing the service there, we put like a tent, put some chairs, prepare everything for service start 9 in the morning, and no one's coming. No problem, people, South American people always late. So different for Australia. Australia is very on time. Most of Australians, yeah, you know? And then, okay, 9:15 and nothing coming. So, okay, we need to decide and make this service, okay? We start into the service, worship the Lord, preaching the word of the Lord. And, okay, no problem. We don't. So, before finish, we start singing. And then, on the moment when we sing, I don't know, I think God just take this sound and share everywhere. After that, people start coming. But people start coming. If for glory of God, we had more than 100 people in that place. Yeah, that's a big miracle. That's something very special what God is doing when you be ready. When you say, yes, God, use my life for your kingdom. So, tremendous things God came to do. And there are very funny things when I can remember, because it wasn't a farm. So, we just building the tent, they put the chairs in the road. But I remember just came the cows. Oh, so we need to stop the service. Take all chairs off, the cows pass, we back again. Or sometimes a car come, or we need to stop and move in the chairs. But yeah. So on that day, brothers and sisters, we did 2 services for the glory of God. So this is the things what God is doing. God can do so many things. So can you pass for the next slide, please? Yeah, can you back one? Yes. So after that, we're moving for another country. And this another country, new challenge. So you guys know the flag?
Argentina.
Nah. Pretty close, but not. Cheryl? That's not have a name. Nah. So, how? Who?
Paraguay?
No, not Paraguay. This is Honduras. Honduras flag. So, we just, when you start doing things for God, we just say, okay, I'm going for this new country. I just need to do the same thing. But this is a big mistake. Can you go for the next slide, please? So we think to do, okay, we're just doing the same thing. But no, but that's a different reality. So when you went to Honduras, went to a city's name, San Marcos de Colón. But San Marcos de Colón have a very interesting thing about San Marcos de Colón. San Marcos de Colón have so many churches. So we starting going to, that's in common, probably in Australia that's not working, going door by door, knock the door, say, hey, we from the Baptist Church, we're going to invite you to come to the church. Different for the people from Honduras, people there say, no, I don't want to go because I'm from other church. Oh, so I have my church. So I have my religion. So I don't want to go for your church. And said, okay, so what are you going to do? Because we did the first strategy, and that strategy is not work. So what you can do? I remember on that place had a very big event, like a festival. So yeah, we can go into this festival and share the gospel there. Just talk to the people, share some, I forgot the word in English, tracks, some tracks for the people, and yeah, doing the evangelism work. But one of the people for the church say, no, you guys can't go in there, because there is a place for sinners. So you guys now need to go there. But this is the good place to go. They say, no, not go in that place. And for 1 week, we stay at home. It was not locked down that time, but we need to stay at home, not preaching, not doing evangelism, because that time is a time for the festival. If someone from the church see the missionaries there, they say, oh, this missionary was in the party. So, yeah, so we stay there. But we just stay there and start to we start to pray to the God, say, God, what are you going to do here? We be here to share your word, to share the gospel, to try people for the church. Can you go for the next slide, please? And God gave a nice opportunity to us. Sydney is a very big city. San Marcos de Colón is a very small city. I don't know if you went to a very small city. People know who is from there. And who is not from there? We don't know, but when you've been there, people just looking, this guy is different. Look at his hair. On that time, my hair is not like this, but it looks different. This guy is more handsome for the guys over here. I don't know what's going on. And most of people, like, oh, it's have a different group of people here. So, and one day we'll be at home, and we receive a call. I just talked about this picture here. This guy works on the television. He's a very famous program in that city. It's like a current effect in Honduras. I don't know which was the more famous program here. I think that Channel 9, maybe morning Today show, something like that, morning show, something like that. The more famous what most of people watching. And that day, we just receive a call, say, oh, yeah, guys, I'd like to invite you to come for my program. And then the guys, oh, okay, we go there. And then we be there and say, oh, this is a broken news. The new people, everyone asking who he is in our program now. So we're going to interview this guy. What are these guys doing here? Why are you guys here? Say, yeah. So we are a missionary from South America. We'll be here to share the gospel. So we don't have opportunity. So God makes his strategies. So we don't know how to do, but we try to share, like door by door, giving tracts, but not that working. But God have his, God open doors. So he's opened opportunity on the TV. So I remember when we were being there, people loved it to see us on TV and say, oh, when this guy is going to go again on TV? And then after that, we received 30 minutes on TV for free. And we used that time to share the gospel, singing, and doing Bible studies there. So this is the things why God do when we be there. So I encourage you guys to I focus one time more and encourage you. Don't worry about you gonna eating, what you're gonna do, what we're gonna wear. God is gonna do provide everything for us. This, I just like to share some examples. So we're going to go now for the last one. Can you please move for the next slide? So the next one. So verse 24 of Luke 12. Look at the cross. They don't plant or harvest, and they don't have a storehouse or burns, but God take care of them. You are more important than any burns. So these words making us to remind God take care of us. God wanted to provide everything to us. So sometimes we don't have the conditions, sometimes we don't have the enough English, but God give his grace in doing things to us. So, can you go in for the next slide, please? That picture is another example about the things why God is doing to us. So, this picture has been took on 22 of June of 27. So, I just put in there the translate, because we put a description there. I just put a translate, say that, say, two people from different countries come together for a single purpose, to take the kingdom of God behold, of board. So that's a Sydney. So that picture we took in Chile. But I have a very interesting story to be there. Before to be in Chile, when God put in our heart to come to Australia. So we starting doing the whole process to come to Australia. People probably know how hard it's coming to be Australia. Juan applied a long time ago to come to Australia. Probably your parents, Wally, Barry, Lorraine, same things, apply for coming here. You know how hard it's to apply to come here. But when God have a plan, his open doors. So the funny story about that is we just say we're going to Australia in June. And I just start talking with the people. I'm going to Australia. Okay. We're going to make like a party just to say goodbye for you and wish all the goods for you. And but have an interesting thing. We can't come to Australia if we don't have a visa. We just went to Chile, and one brother from Baptist Church there receiving us, they say, okay, what's the purpose of you coming to Chile? Because we're going to Australia. Okay? And he just going there and starting to show us the city. And I say, oh, look at there. This is the Latin place. You can do your check-in now. And I look lead and say, I think I need to share one thing with this brother. look, brother, we don't have the visa to Australia. The guy, you don't have the visa? Why are you here? When your flight is going to Australia, I'm going 6 hours. We here to take a flight to Australia, but you don't have the visa. You crazy. They say, okay, I'm not crazy, but I have faith. Because God told me he wanna send me to Australia. So I have faith. I don't know how many kilometers far from my country. A lot of kilometers from my country. In a different country, close to the airport, and don't have visa. Most of the people said, you're crazy. You can't do that. But I have a stronger faith God gave me the visa. And I just give a call for the guy, my agency guy, and say, hey, I'm here in the airport, but I still don't have a visa. I need to cancel my flight. He said, oh, give me a minute. He probably called to the embassy in Brazil, Australian embassy, and say, hey, I have a guy in there. Hey, what about his visa? He say, and then Australia confirmed my visa. And he say, oh, yeah, yeah, don't cancel your flight. Your visa has been already now. So this is a big proof of when you put your life, give your life for God, for God's work, God opened the doors for you. For more impossible the situation is, God can make miracles. But for God to make miracles, you need to believe God's going to do. That makes me to remind a story. In one place, they have a people, they suffering because for so long time, no rain. Now for more than months, no rain. People in the farming lose his plants, his growing, nothing growing up. And the people from that community start prayer and say, God, please send the rain. And in that moment, one kid just said, okay, we pray for God send the rain. So, okay, I'm going to take my umbrella. And they take the umbrella before he's going out, say, the parents say, why you have your umbrella? Well, because we pray for rain. I believe God sends the rain. So we need be on the same way. Jesus said, be like a kid. Because they are from the kingdom. So we need to believe. When he was a child, it's very easy. We believe parents very easily. And we need to have a heart of kid, because we need to believe in God. We need to believe God is going to do the things that he's promising to us. So I just want to share the next verse. Can you go into the next place? The verse said, Luke 12:33. Okay, no worries. Technology always have that kind of troubles. No problem, but Luke 12:33, part B said, make sure your treasure is safe on heaven, where treasures can steal and moths can destroy it. So that verse to encouraging us to put a faith in God. Sometimes we have so many troubles, especially here in Australia. Life is very hard. We need to pay rent. We need to buy groceries, especially on this time now. All prices going up. And sometimes we say, oh, wow, I need to focus more on my work and more qualification. And sometimes we forgot the kingdom of God. Said, today I don't need to go into a church. Or we have some church activities, so I don't need to do that. because I need to be focused on my things. But God, Jesus said, make your service on heaven. Just remind to you, just for a verse to reflect, can you go in for the next slide, please? Do not be anxious about life. Remember, God takes care of you. You're more important than the birds. So don't be anxious. God takes care about you. Don't worry. Your fathers know that your needs. So don't worry. God knows what you need. Think. Trusting in God. God is going to do everything He's promised to do in your life. And remember, make your savings saves on the heaven. Amen? Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for your patience. So I hope God using my life to speak to us on this morning. So God bless you.